Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, or Mr. Gentleman, like that podcast. And I just want to say that rest in peace to Chadwick Boseman. This was a hard one, you know. He actually one of my favorite actors, and yeah, he did movies like he played Jackie Robinson, Thurgood Marshall, Black Panther. On the Blood Five, on the Five Blood, and many more. He was playing a lot of legendary roles. I feel like he had a lot more going for himself, man. And he passed away from colon cancer, and this is a really, really sad loss. 2020 altogether just been sad. We lost Kobe Bryant, we lost Pop Smoke. Everybody else that passed away from COVID, you lost too many people in 2020, and this is a sad. Everybody lost this year, been a sad loss, but this is a sad loss, and keep his family in his prayers and rest in peace to Chadwick Boseman. You are now listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Season 3. Cheers! Yes, hello everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman of YPG and the Premier of Podcast. Welcome to another new episode of Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast. Hope all is well. As always, I've got my special guest. We got an actress on the show who will also have a podcast show called Mentors on the Mic. And we'll be talking to her about everything from her acting career, acting career, and her podcast show, and many more. And y'all already know what to do. Sit back, relax, and I'll be right back.
This is Laquita from the Queen of Me podcast, and you're listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. And at this time, I will be giving y'all the Mr. Gentleman Fact Quote of the Day. And today's quote of the day is, when you start something, always finish it. And what I mean by that is, always start your project and then finish it. Finish what you started. You don't want to leave a project undone and then you forget about it when, at the end of the day, that project you started on could have some big potential. Whether it's people you know don't like it, but people that you don't know could make it a big thing and give you a big break. So always finish your projects. Once you get something started, always finish it. And that's today, Mr. Gentleman Fact Quote of the Day. Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, and I am the host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And this commercial break is brought to you by Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. On Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, we interview many guests about their life journey, pretty much where they come from and where they at now. Also, promoting their brands or whatever they're doing at the time they come on the show. We also have the host talk about personal stories about himself and everything that he's been through. And also, we have fun conversation about anything music, anything old school, relationships, wrestling, and many more. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sundays at 12 a.m. We are also on every Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Spin-Off Series Thursdays. where we have all of Mr. Gentleman, Like That Pocket spinoff series all in one day, where we have a conversation about music podcasts every first Thursday at 12 a.m., The Old School Show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m., and we have Date Night Talk podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B every second and third Thursday at 12 a.m. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Pods, and many more. Or y'all can check it out on the official website of Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast, www.realmrgentlemanlikethatpocket.com, www.realmrgentlemanlikethatpocket.com. And tune in every Sundays and Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast. Thank y'all for tuning in to this commercial break of Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast. Back to your regularly scheduled program. Cheer!
Hi, this is Michelle Miller from Mentors on the Mic podcast, and you are listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle.
Yes, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. At this time, I got my special guest. She is an actress. She got a new podcast show called Mentors on the Mic. We got Miss Michelle Miller on the show. How you doing today?
I'm doing really well. How are you?
Yes, I'm doing good. You know, welcome to my show.
Yeah, and thanks for having me.
Yes, you are very welcome. And let's start the interview. So, we're gonna start off with, where are you from?
I'm born and raised in Manhattan, in New York City.
Okay, New York City in the house. You know, we in here.
Yeah.
So, how do you describe yourself as a person?
Myself as being a very nice, supportive person. I like supporting people, creative, smart, and extroverted. I like to be around people.
Okay, nice. So we're gonna start with this. What age did you start acting? Because we know that you're an actress. So what age do you start acting?
I was about 5 or 6 years old when I started acting. So I started early. Yeah, I was lucky in my public elementary school. We had a drama class. Mm. And in that drama class, sorry, there's like a siren going off nearby. In that drama class, I learned like very basic acting stuff, like nothing big. But I do remember we had this drama room and there was like a little stage, and we would like read these books and act them out loud. And that was my first introduction to drama and acting.
Okay, nice. So tell us, like, what was your first official acting gig and how was that experience? Yeah. And how was that experience for you?
You know, it's hard to say what my first one was. The first like cool one I had was in second grade. I was on 2 episodes of The Rosie O'Donnell Show.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, I got to like act and like lip sync and like do all these little things with my friends from school, and we got to be on 2 episodes. So I wasn't paid for that. So in a way it was official, and in a way it wasn't like a professional gig. But when I was 11, I got to be in an off-Broadway play called I Never Saw Another Butterfly, and that I got paid for, and that was official.
Okay,
so
nice.
One of those.
Nice, big thing. So looking at your resume, you was on many shows, you know, MTV, One Bad Choice, CBS drama, Blue Blood, Showtime, I'm sure, Homeland,
yeah.
And many more. Out of all the projects you worked on, what was the best one for you? Or what, like the funnest one?
You know, I would say the most fun was MTV's One Bad Choice, because I was the lead character in that episode. And I was also the original pilot for the show.
Oh, wow.
So every episode has its own story about a true story about one bad choice that happened. And we can all learn from it. And I played the, you know, this girl who, you know, true story, she and her friend, they were in high school and they went to a party and they did ecstasy.
Oh, wow.
And the friend died. Ooh. And my character got convicted for it, the girl I played. And so it shows not necessarily that doing drugs is the bad choice, so you could totally look at it that way, but it's also the way it was handled and, you know, not taking her to the hospital, that sort of thing. That's also considered the bad choice. But every episode is its own thing. My episode was the first one.
Mm.
So if mine wasn't great, they would maybe not have done the rest of the season, or they would have replaced mine, whatever. But I just felt like it was so much fun to be in every scene, to like have such a great, you know, it was my first time really being on a professional set where on like that level, where it was going to be on television, where I got to be like, you know, sort of the person always in scene and rushing from hair and makeup, rushing to wardrobe. Like, it was just a very exciting set. And I met some great friends there.
Nice. I know I gotta go on YouTube and look that up. I gotta go.
Good. It's on MTV.com.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Easy. You can literally look up MTV One Bad Choice and you'll see my face.
I'm definitely gonna do that. I'm definitely gonna check that out. All right. So if you have one favorite show or movie that you with that you created or star in, what would that movie or show be?
That's a good question. It's hard because I really want to be on a new show, like one that hasn't happened yet.
Mm-hmm.
But my favorite show that I like just been watching since I was, you know, in high school is Grey's Anatomy, which is a medical drama, and it's also cast in LA. So I didn't set myself, you know, for success being on the opposite coast. But I love the show so much. So it would be incredibly thrilling to be working with people that I've been watching since I was young.
I mean, it's still possible. I mean, you never know. That's got a whole lot of seasons. It's still definitely possible. So
it's true. Plus, like more and more, there's like self-tapes. And so I've self-taped, which means I've taped myself and sent it to my agent for LA projects. Mm. So it's not impossible.
Nice. Well, let's hope that they get you on that show, because that would be dope.
Yeah.
All right. So it's time to switch gears a little bit. You know, before we talk about, you know, your podcast show, Mentors on the Mic, what inspired you to start a podcast?
Yeah, I've wanted to do a podcast for a really long time. You know, I think 2-3 years ago, I helped a couple friends of mine create a podcast for their business. Like, they were doing workshops and I helped them create it. And I helped host it for like 6 episodes. And I want to do this too, but it felt very intimidating at the time, I remember, to make a podcast. Like, it just felt like I understood why they would do it and I was happy to help that, but I didn't know what I would talk about. I didn't know, you know, at the time, I wish I could tell myself then I would have made like an actor's podcast or what I'm doing now. But at the time, I didn't think I was an expert in anything. I didn't think that I had a strong enough perspective to talk about anything. Like, why would anyone care? And so I really let that fear sort of derail me for a long time. And then recently, it actually started because I started creating virtual events for the college I went to. I went to Brandeis University in Massachusetts. Mm. And you know, it's been a few years, but I've really wanted to help them create alumni events where, you know, I didn't really feel like the alumni, especially in this industry, I'm in the entertainment industry, were very connected. And I started reaching out to people. I became the Performing Arts Network chair for my college, and I created an event, and I got 4 Brandeis alum who are like prominent in the entertainment industry to be in the panel. And when I was trying to figure out, you know, what it would be about, what the topic would be, I was brainstorming with like this guy who also went to Brandeis, and we were talking about it. And he kind of summed up what my thoughts were, which was, Well, it seems like you're most interested in how these people started and how they moved up in the industry. Mm. Like, that's what you want to know. And I was like, that is what I want to know, actually. I want to help the people who are maybe just graduating or just trying to start their careers. And I want to help the people who've been doing this for a long time and may want to just move up, or they may want to pivot. There might be like, well, I've been in research for 4 years and I don't think I want to do that anymore. I want to go into editing. Mm. I want to go into TV sets and being on TV sets. What do I do? And so that's the podcast for them. So I made this event. It was great. And I wanted to keep doing it. And I made more events for the college, my college, since then. This was only in April. Mm. But I'm about to do my fourth one on Monday, actually.
Nice.
But yeah, but I actually asked some of those people who were on that initial TV film panel to be some of my first guests. So that's why my first guest is this Emmy-winning producer and director, Stan Brooks. He's my first guest. My third guest was is a big production manager on TV and film. He's the one who hires all of the people on the crew, all the department heads. It's a big position. And I didn't even know that much about it. So it was really great, you know, interviewing him in the panel for my college, but then really making a whole episode devoted to him and what he does and how he got there. And it's really interesting. And then my last episode I just released on Monday is with a director of strategic research at NBC Universal.
Nope.
And so I was able to talk to her about her stuff, how she got there. And she has a really interesting journey too. So it's been really, really cool, like for me personally, to learn all these things about people in the industry, but also like the feedback I'm getting from people who are like, I don't know why I didn't know this, or this is so cool. I'm going to try to reach out to so-and-so and see if they could help me or something, or if I could get more advice for something. So it's been really cool. I'm really happy I'm doing it.
Well, you know, I listen to Mentors on the Mic, and it is an amazing show. Y'all got to check it out. I like it. Y'all gotta check it out. So tell my listeners where they could listen to your show.
Sure, you can listen to it on all the major platforms. So Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitchers, Anchor's my host, so you can listen to it there. Castbox, Pandora. I just put it on Pandora. I'm not sure if it's completely accepted on Pandora, but it will be within the next few days. So yeah, it's pretty much everywhere.
Okay, nice. So what is the goal for your podcast, and what message you want to bring to your listeners?
Oh, that's so good. I have a couple goals. I really want to grow this podcast and get bigger and bigger guests.
Mm.
I have amazing, so I'm not trying to compare other guests to them, but guests that like are like out of my network, out of the people that I can, you know, I can ask, you know, because they went to college, you know, they went to the same college as I did. So I want to start reaching out to people who, and I have been this week, actually, I finally got the nerve to start reaching out to like people on bigger sets on the West Coast, people I don't know, and asking them if they could be on, and eventually, you know, they'll say yes. So that's what I want to do that on that front. I would really like to continue. I think what would be really cool is if I'd be able to do this and continue doing this, but also be paid to do this for bigger networks or bigger channels. Yeah. So I saw someone who has a podcast, but she's also, I didn't even know that this is possible, but Rotten Tomatoes, you know, Rotten Tomatoes that like, So they have like a prominent channel enough to hire this girl to interview celebrities when they need to promote movies and TV. And I think that would be really cool. It would also be cool to find people that I can connect and network with that might be able to help me one day. That's another goal. And then also it'd be cool to develop a community of people who are in the same network and want to support each other and want to be in entertainment and want to be able to help and network and support each other and create opportunities for each other and ask questions and answer questions and essentially be mentors, which is really the point of my podcast, is to how to find a mentor, how to engage with one, what to ask them, and not be too intimidated by the concept. So that would be a really cool byproduct that I'm trying to do at the same time too.
Okay, nice. And once again, I like your show. You know, keep it up. I like your show.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah. And also people can find me on social media. I'm on Instagram at Michelle Simone Miller and at Mentors on the Mic as well.
Okay. So if you can't interview anybody for your podcast show, who would that, who would that be? Give me like your top three.
Oh, it's hard. It's hard. It's so hard because there really is so many people that I want to interview and be around. I really love Reese Witherspoon. She's not only an actress, but she produces and she also has a book club. So she has a lot of the same interests that I like that I would want to emulate and like talk to. Plus, she's a great actress. I would love to interview, I don't want to say just actors, but I really would want to interview Viola Davis. I think that would be super cool. She's just such a like incredible, one of the best actresses I think of our time, and just, you know, I admire her work so much. I mean, it would be such an honor. And then let's say a non-actor would be, there's so many people. One of my favorite authors is Elizabeth. She wrote Eat, Pray, Love and a bunch of other books. So it'd be really cool to also interview someone who's an author. But I would also want to interview like directors. I want to interview, I reached out to this guy named Steve Blackman, who's a showrunner, which is someone who runs the whole thing, runs the show. And he does the Umbrella Academy. I don't know if you watch
actually,
that.
Funny. So, I'm actually watching that right now before I started
it. Me too. I just finished it. I just finished the second season like yesterday.
I'm almost done. I'm not done yet. I got like a couple more episodes. So I got a couple more episodes left. I think I'm on episode, 7 or 8, I think. I think I almost did.
I'll let you know if I end up getting it.
Yeah, I'm there. But you know, dope. I do want to. There's a lot of people on the interview as well, though. But I feel you on Viola Davis. Yeah, she's amazing.
Oh God, right? That's such a huge. That's like an up, like a huge goal, like the one that like you're really, you know, aiming towards up high. But
that would be dope, though. That would be really dope.
That would be right. Yeah, so cool.
So you know, we are in a pandemic. And we still are in a pandemic. Yeah. So how did the pandemic affect you as a whole?
How did it affect
what? How did it affect you as a whole? Like,
oh, as a whole, yeah. You know, it's hard. On one hand, like the beginning of it specifically. I mean, even now, there's obviously the fear part. You know, the anxiety that comes with like this unknown with. You know, who do we see? Is it safe to see these people? Am I making the wrong decision? You know, then you kind of judge other people's, like, I have this thing right now where I'm like judging other people for who they're seeing if I'm going to be in contact with them.
Yeah.
So it's like not just simple as like, I'm not going to see you. But anyway, aside from all that, it's been pretty great for me, actually. I feel like it gave me more time to do things that I kept giving myself excuses to do. Also, a lot of what I do sort of on the side of acting is I do a lot of like coaching. I do a lot of communications coaching. So I teach public speaking, I teach networking, I teach, you know, storytelling exercises, all that stuff. So a lot of my clients that I teach, you know, privately, I've been able to teach on Zoom or FaceTime. And what's really good about that is normally I, you know, go to their place or I meet them and I go 45 minutes or an hour or whatever to get to their place, work with them for an hour or however long. If I do a class, it's like a couple hours. And then I come home and that's another 45 minutes. So there's a lot of travel to and from, which is in some ways good. I used to read more. Now I don't read quite as much because I don't read on the, you know, the train rides. But what's good about it is that I, you know, I can make an appointment time for 2 o'clock and then I can make another appointment at 3:00. You know, it's I'm utilizing my time better because instead of going from 2 and then I can't see the next person till like 4 because I need to give myself at least 45 minutes to get to their place. Now I'm able to just go back to back. So now I have this extra hour sometimes in my day to do this, that, and the other. And that's when I was like, okay, I'm going to make a podcast. I'm writing a book right now. I've like really sort of, you know, done these goals or worked on these goals that I've been setting myself for a long time, but really have paid more attention to now. So in that way, it's been very good for me and I've been very lucky.
Yeah, I agree. It's been on and off for me, but I agree with the fear, anxiety, and also got a lot more time to do a lot more stuff. So I definitely agree with you on that. So what is your work? What is your dream venture? Something that you always want to do?
Ooh. Well, should I include acting in that? Because
Do one for yourself, do one for the podcast, okay, and do one for the acting.
I love it. Okay, so for acting, I really want to be what's called a series regular on a television show, as well as be in movies. So that series regular means you're on every episode of the show, and so that provides stability for an actor. You have more time to develop a character, and I think that would be like an ultimate goal, as well as just being in movies. That, you know, always is fun too. More movies. And then for me personally, I really want to publish this book. You know, now that I've made this podcast and I'm continuing to do it, which is really exciting, I'm now like also focusing on this book. And so I want to, you know, I've started to listen to like more like videos and stuff about how to create your own book, how to publish it, you know, and I'm trying to figure out whether I should self-publish, whether I should try to get an agent, that sort of thing. And then the third one you said was podcast.
Yeah.
I mean, I really just want to keep getting more and more awesome guests that I'm really interested in talking to. And then, like I told you before, like it'd be really cool to be able to, you know, work for a company that will pay me to kind of do this.
Yeah.
To talk to people in the industry and get to know them and ask them questions and interview them. And I think that would be really awesome.
Yeah. Like I said earlier, anything is possible. We just work hard towards it and you can make it happen. I know you could definitely make it happen.
Thanks. You could definitely make it happen. I think so too.
All right. And I know you already do a lot of stuff as it is, but what other projects do you have going on? I know you do a lot already.
I know, I do. It's crazy. I you know, I really have been super busy during this whole thing, which is cool. Like I said, I'm writing my book, so that's a big thing. I mean, acting stuff has been happening, but it's really slow right now. It's almost like slow to nothing is going on right now. So occasionally I'll get a cool audition and I'll put that together. But in general, there's really not much going on. So put that on the side. What else am I doing off the top of my head? I'm doing a lot of stuff for the podcast. I mean, as you know, like, I mean, it's just you. It's like you're the host and producer and you're doing everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. It's a lot. Like every day I have all this stuff that I need to do. Like you have to find new guests. You have to edit your old episode, you know, your episodes that are coming up. You have to put, you know, intros together. You have to put maybe, you know, this, that. You have to promote every day. You have to reach out to new guests. There's like, it's a lot, you know, I don't think people really understand. So that's like a huge thing that I'm like getting the hang of it. And I know it'll get easier and easier because I'll develop a system, and there's always stuff I want to do. Like I just created a Facebook group yesterday. I haven't invited anyone to the Facebook group, but I'm starting to create it because I know that that's important. People say that that's something you should do. Yeah. So I'm doing that. And I'd love to put the videos on YouTube at some point, but there's just so much that I want to do and just me. So I'm actually thinking of getting an intern. I don't know if you've ever thought about that, but someone gave me that really good advice the other day. They're like, you should get an intern to help you with like that kind of stuff. And I was like, can I do that? So I think I'm going to look more into that. I think that'd be a really great idea.
That will be a good idea though. No, guess.
Yeah, right. Just to like make a list of things that like someone else can do and that you'll let them do. And then you can, you know, have more time to do other stuff and you'll get more done.
True, true. All right. So what do you have to say for anybody to go on the same route as you?
In terms of being an actor or a podcast?
Anything, like both, you know, everything, okay. Like podcast, actor, yourself, you know,
just
anything motivational.
Yeah, I mean, for an actor, you know, that's kind of why I wrote this book. The book is really everything about the business of acting, like everything I wish I knew when I left college, like everything I wish I knew when I started my professional career. And you know, there's so much. So I'm trying to think of what would be like one little tidbit I could give someone as advice. I have one. So, you know, and I'm getting this a lot from people that I've been interviewing too. So it's not just me. But as I'm getting older and as I've been doing this for a while, I do really underline the idea of finding other things that you love to do other than acting. I think that, you know, acting was my hobby for so long. Like, I went to school and then, like, on the side, I would do a lot of acting. I'd go to camps for acting. I'd find little programs I could do that weren't expensive. I did a lot of school plays. You know, like, I did everything I could as an actor, and I loved doing it. And that was my thing. People knew me as the actor. And I wouldn't need to do very much else because that took up so much time and I loved doing it. But once it became my career, it was really hard to just have the one thing you want to do now be something that you want to get paid for, because you're really, you know, I was doing a lot of free stuff for the first few years. I think people don't realize how much, you know, you kind of have to do to build yourself up. Mm-hmm. But the idea being that if you find something else that you love doing that gives you joy, that gives you fulfillment, then you're not almost like choking this idea of being an actor to the point where you're like desperate, where you're like putting all your eggs in this one basket where someone has to validate you. I used to go to these auditions, and I tell my clients for public speaking this all the time, but I used to go to my auditions for the first, you know, maybe a couple of years, and I'd get really nervous. Those first few auditions, I remember my cheeks used to twitch. Mm. And I relate it to public speaking because I don't know if you know this, public speaking is the number one fear in the world.
Yeah.
People are more afraid of public speaking than they are of dying. Mm. So I equate it to that. When you go to an audition, it's the same thing in a way. It's the same fight or flight response. And so you kind of, you know, some people shake, some people have their hands shake, some people have, like me, the cheeks start to shake. You get really nervous. And the reason why, or one of the reasons why, is because so much is riding on this one thing. You've just spent all this time preparing and trying to get to a place where you get that big audition. And then you get that big audition, and even if it's a one-line role where you just say one line and then you leave, it is so nerve-wracking because you put so much to get that one audition. And for one role, for one line, they might see 30 people, they might see 10 people. So if you get the audition, you've won a lottery. It's that they have for one role, for one line on a TV show, they can get 2,000 to 3,000 people for that one line. And they choose maybe 10 to 30 people for that audition. So if you get that audition, you beat out thousands of people. And then, so that in itself is nerve-wracking because you're not going to get those all the time. And then when you finally do, you go into the room and you're like, how do I do this and not mess it up? How do I not get so nervous that I trip myself up? You know, it's amazing how people can forget one line when there's that much pressure on them. Mm. You think to yourself, this is it. Or like, I've gone in for bigger auditions for series regulars on TV shows. And it's hard also not to mess up. You might know all the lines. And you only get like 24 hours sometimes to memorize these lines. So if you have a big role that has three scenes, like 10 pages of lines, you might only get like 12 hours for that audition. Mm. So it's a little crazy. So there's just so much pressure coming in. So my advice is to find something else you love. Find something else that you enjoy doing, that you can get fulfillment and confidence from, so that when you walk into that audition room, you have an energy, an authentic energy of, if you give this to me, great. If not, there's something else, but I have other stuff that I love doing today. This is not the highlight of everything in my life right now. And that energy is so much more attractive than give me the role. I need this role. I've done so much for this role, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Okay. Nice. No, we thank you for that, kid. You know, that's really inspirational. We thank you for that. So.
And I'll just actually say one more quick.
Yeah.
Mind.
No, you're good.
So on my second episode of my podcast of Mentors on the Mic, I interviewed two friends of mine who are actresses. And they, it's like I tell the story literally all the time, which is why I needed them on my podcast, because I'm like, I have to share it. I've told everyone I know. So these two girls are actresses. They decided they wanted to work together. They worked on a couple shows. They did a couple things together. And then they decided, you know, let's do a podcast. And this was like 2.5 years ago, you know, kind of when people were making them, but it wasn't as common as they are now. And so they decided to make a podcast about their love of Hallmark movies. They're big Hallmark fans. They love watching Hallmark movies and talking about them. And they're like, let's do that. So they started to put it together and figure it out and do all the stuff we do and make games and segments and whatever. And then after a year, one of them reached out to the CEO of Hallmark Channel and just kind of said, listen, I heard you guys are doing a podcast. It wasn't like the same type of thing they're doing, but you know, we heard you're starting it. We'd love to collaborate with you guys, or maybe give you tips on how to produce it, you know, kind of teach you what we're doing, etc. And they didn't hear back from the CEO for five weeks, right? So they thought it was a lost call, a lost cause. And 5 weeks later, the CEO finally wrote to them one line, and it was like, yeah, let's set up a meeting. And they set up a meeting, and they are now the official Hallmark Channel podcast.
That is real cool.
So, I mean, it's super inspiring. And then to be even just kind of full circle about it, which I'd say to them all the time, maybe a few months after they started, you know, they have their own office there. It's like, it's a sponsor, essentially. They have a huge sponsor, one sponsor, mm-hmm. Hallmark Channel. But it's so on brand. It's not like they have to, like, you know, do an ad at the beginning of their episode or in the middle of their episodes. None of it. They just have us one sponsor and the whole thing's about them. So Hallmark Channel gave them, you know, access to more interviews, better people. They were invited to like things in LA. They were like given all these like perks, a whole office, etc. And a few months after, they actually got a small role in a Hallmark movie. And so they flew them to Ohio, wherever the film was being shot, and they filmed a movie and they got roles in the movie. And well, isn't that full circle that these actors who are accomplished actors who have done stuff, who've gone to, you know, one of them got her master's in acting and they did something else and it helped them in their original goal of being an actor.
Yeah, that's dope. That is really like anything is possible type of story where you started and then and then you just went to Hallmark and now you were like the main podcast show. That is amazing. I'm not even gonna lie.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? I love that story.
Yeah, that is amazing. And I heard that episode too, and their story is amazing. I'm not even gonna lie.
Isn't it?
Yes, yeah, it is. Shout out to them for real.
I tell that story all the time. I just think shout out to them. They're
all. Yeah, that's dope. But before you go, We're gonna play a little game. We're gonna play a little game called Five Random Topics, where I give you five topics and you think of it from the top of your head. On, you know, it could be a short response or a long response on what I'm about to ask. All right, so we're gonna start off with your favorite type of music.
Ooh, you know, that's hard. I would say, you know, right now, because I'm not listening to a lot of music, it's like popular music. It's like music considered pop music. I think that's like what I listen to the most right now, which is sad. But I also like Motown.
Oh, nice.
So if I was to find something I need to be in the mood for, like Motown would be like the
best. Nice. Now, I like Motown too, so that's dope. So all right, favorite Netflix movie?
Ooh, man. I really like He's Just Not That Into You. Have you ever heard of it?
Yeah, of course. Of course.
It's so good. I've seen it so many times and it's on Netflix, so that's what's going to count.
Yeah, it's count. All right. Type of food that you can't eat.
Type of food that I can't eat. I really don't like papaya. There's no reason. It's not like I'm allergic. I just don't like the like texture of it.
Okay. I feel you. All right. Celebrity crush.
Ooh, this is hard because, you know, I really don't have any. I'm heterosexual, but I don't really have any male celebrity crushes. I used to have one on Andy Samberg.
Mm.
Do you know him? He's like the like floppy looking guy from SNL.
Yeah. Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
I don't know why. All I know is I went to the video. You know the Video Music Awards where Kanye West took the mic from Taylor Swift. So I was there.
Oh wow!
And I was in the audience. And that same night, I think Andy Samberg was hosting the VMAs that night.
Mm.
And I was there, and I mean, there were all these celebrities there. There was like Pink, and Pink was in the same role, like. Ro was me, Beyonce was there, you know, like all these amazing people. And I was like, this is awesome. And then Andy Samberg walked out, and I've never experienced really butterflies in my stomach the way I did that. My sister looked at me. She was like, are you okay? Like, I was like, I didn't know that this would happen to me, but I'm like red and my stomach has butterflies, and the guy's married, so, and I'm seeing someone. So it's not like I'm interested in any way, but that was the weird celebrity crush that I didn't even realize I had until I saw it. So very odd. And I'm not even like the biggest fan. Like, I don't watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine really. Yeah. I appreciate his videos and stuff, but it's not like I, you know, I'm obsessed. I just that day saw him in real life and went, whoa.
Yeah.
I didn't know that would happen.
Yeah. That's true. All right. And last one, mental health.
Yeah. Cool. That's a tough one to talk about. I guess the first thing that comes to mind is therapy. I'm a proponent of everyone having therapy. I just feel like people don't realize how much they just need someone to talk to that might be more qualified than your parents, your family, your friends. They're all biased. They all want you to feel better. They might not want you to work through your stuff. Like, some people just don't handle that kind of stuff the way. And so you might not realize that growing up, you might go, oh, my parents are really good at like hearing my stuff and letting me talk. But later you don't realize they actually, you know, they're upset to hear you upset. And so they kind of shut down your feelings right away. You know, like, you're just not aware of how your friends maybe talk to you in a way that isn't supportive for your mental health. And, or, you know, I think that people don't realize maybe sometimes how much they need help from other people. And I just think having a therapist is so important. And I also feel like there's different ways to get therapy, right? So some people, I know some people who just like literally chatted and texted and, you know, wrote to their therapist. Some people call on the phone, some people meet in person. But I think it's just important to step outside that comfort zone. And also know that there's different types of therapists too. Like, I've had therapists that, you know, will sit down and barely talk back to me. And that doesn't work for me. Some people that's like exactly what they need. They just need to have someone listen and then they'll come up with the answers themselves. I'm not that personality. I need someone to interrupt me and then go, Michelle, here's your homework. You know, like, this is what I need you to research. This is what I need you to try to do. This is the book I want you to get. And like, that works for me. I want to be able to leave therapy and go, I just did this, this, and this, and I learned this, this, and this. And so that's my thing. So I recommend it to everybody, regardless if you think you need it. You might need it and not even realize it. But I think everyone should get it at some point in their lives.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Mental health is a hard thing to talk about, and I do got a therapist now, especially during this hard time.
Excellent.
So
yes,
so
smart.
So it helped. So it helped me a lot, and I'm the same way. Where you gotta help me, like, give me like a homework or something like that, and the therapist I got, she definitely helped me with that. So
yeah, that's awesome. You have a good one.
Yeah, but you know, Michelle, I just want to say thank you for coming on my show. It's been amazing having you. No,
you're so great. Thank you so much for having me. This has just been an awesome conversation. I really appreciate
it. Yeah, really. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you. And you know, good luck, you know, the action and on the podcast show, Mentors on the Mic, and all that.
Thank you, I appreciate it, and good luck with everything with you. And we'll obviously, we're gonna stay in touch. Okay,
of course. Great. But you may know, before you go, drop your social medias where everybody can reach you.
Yes.
And drop your podcast show where everybody can listen to it.
Perfect. Yeah. So you can find me on Instagram at Michelle Simone Miller. That's with two L's, Michelle Simone Miller, or at Mentors on the Mic to hear more information about my podcast. You can listen to my podcast on all of the major platforms that we talked about: Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, all of it. And I'm also on Twitter at Michelle Simone M. And yeah, that's pretty much it, I think. I also have my website, www.michellesimonemiller.com.
All right. Once again, thank you for having you on your show. And hopefully one day I'll be on your show one day. You know, hopefully
yes,
one day I'll be on your show.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yes. Thank you. And we'll be right back.
Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gemini, with the Gentleman Like the Podcast and the Premier Boy Podcast. And this commercial is brought to you by the Premier Boy Podcast, where four Brooklyn dudes, where we talk about anything about the culture. You know, hosted by myself, Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, Mr. Aaron Sands from King Talk with Aaron Sands, the Star Riding Ride, who is also my co-host of the Old School Show, and long live the Chief Mally Bell. And we talk many topics, from politics, music, sex, love, relationships, and many more. And also every topic that's going on in the news right now. Many of our topics are very controversial. And the podcast show might not be for everybody, because we talk about many explicit content. And yeah. So if y'all decided to check out the show, y'all be warned, because y'all might need a drink or two. And yeah, because this podcast is so crazy. I'm shocked it had not got canceled yet. So if y'all are looking forward to listening to the Premier Boy Podcast, check it out on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and many more. Each and every Wednesday at 12 a.m., you can check out the Premier Boy Podcast with myself, Mr. Aaron Sands, Star Riding Rod, and Long Live the Chief Mally Mal. This is your boy Ken, aka Benjamin. Have a good day and night wherever you're listening to this episode. Now back to the show. I just want to take the time to thank everybody for tuning into the new episode. Thank you to my special guest, Ms. Michelle Miller, for coming on the show. She's doing big things. Check out all her projects. And check out Mentors on the Mic. It's an amazing podcast show. Y'all definitely going to enjoy it. I definitely enjoy it, so check it out, y'all. And if you're in the New York area, once they open up these spots, check out YPG at Catch It each and every Friday, 217 Barry Street, State Premier at the door. And each and every Saturday, say, at Taj, 48 with 21st Street, 5th and 6th, say Premier. Ooh, it's my bad. Say Premier at the door. If y'all haven't yet, please subscribe to the Premier Boy Podcast with myself, Mr. Aaron Sands, the DJ Retro. We have all new episodes out now. And each and every Friday, the Premier Boy Podcast is back. If y'all want to be a special guest on my show, y'all could DM me, Ken underscore Mr. Gentleman. I repeat, Ken, K-E-N underscore Mr. M-R Gentleman, G-E-N-T-L-E-M-A-N. Or y'all can email me, Ken, Y-P-G, E-N-T at gmail.com. Just send me a bio of yourself and everything that you do. If you're an artist, send me your music so we'll play on the Unside Hype Artist Show, which will be premiering in October. Ladies, if you're single or taken, send me a bio so I can put you on the Date Night Talk series. You know, I look for special guests on all the platforms. You know, the wrestling prediction show, the Old School Show with myself and DJ Retro, which is dropping on the first week of October. So, just DM me, y'all. And once again, thank y'all for tuning in to the new episode. And have a good night.
Hi, this is Michelle Miller from Mentors on the Mic podcast, and you are listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle.